Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Well, there's no doubt COVID-19 is a strange virus with strange impact on people. Some people get it, they recover quickly, and they're fine as if nothing had ever happened. Then there are those sufferers of so-called long COVID, and there's a lot of them. Joining us right now, senior national policy reporter at ABC News. She's taking a deep dive into the long COVID sufferers, Ann Flaherty. Ann, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul.
This is interesting because there are people that shake off COVID like nothing ever happened, but there's a growing number of people that say they are long COVID sufferers.
Yeah, that's right. There's a recent government survey that out of everybody who got COVID, which is pretty much all of us, it seems like at this point, that one in five still have these lingering symptoms. And that's how you define long COVID. It's, you know, a month out, you still have symptoms that you can't define or you can't explain in any other way.
Yeah. What are some of these symptoms that long COVID sufferers have?
So, you know, doctors have put it out like something like 200 symptoms that could be associated with this. But the big one they say is cognitive dysfunction. It's, you know, what patients call brain fog and kind of this extreme fatigue. So, you know, I was a little skeptical when I started reporting this out. I said, you know, I'm tired. Isn't everybody tired?
Right.
These people I talked to, they couldn't get up off the couch. I mean, we interviewed a 26-year-old ski instructor. She was working for in finance for a solar development company, hard charge, 70, 80 hours a week. She was on her couch, couldn't get up. She also didn't create memories for several months. You know, she doesn't remember Christmas 2021 at all. She didn't recognize her wedding planner. So this is at a level that it's not just being a little tired. This is they cannot function. It's a disability.
It is a disability, and it's a large number of people to the tune of how many has the government determined are long COVID sufferers at this point?
So, you know, I've interviewed several government officials on this. They really don't have a good handle on it. They estimate anywhere from 7 million to 23 million people. When I talk to doctors who are doing this, they think that's underestimated. And the reason why is that they say, look, I used to treat stroke victims. I used to treat brain injuries and spinal cord injuries. I have a wait list of 4 to 6 months now of long COVID people.
Wow.
So I don't think that we've really wrapped our arms around the scope of this problem because in part the essential workers, the people who are on the front lines and couldn't stay home during those early months of the pandemic. So they're the ones that are most likely to get sick. They're also the least likely to seek out legal help and to file these disability claims. They're just more likely to fall through the cracks in the system.
Well, and we're seeing this problem now where, you know, there's not enough people to fill existing jobs, and there's a variety of reasons for that. But one of the reasons may very well be, it looks like, is this large number of long COVID sufferers that are dropping out of the workforce.
That's right. I mean, we talked to one economist. He actually tallied up the toll, and he thinks that it's so far it's cost us about $3.5 trillion. You know, he puts a year of good health at about $100,000. He says that's what people are willing to pay for that. But then you add on top of it the lost earnings and everything else. You know, the medical care. It's a really expensive problem. And it's also a big problem for these businesses, small businesses. I interviewed one gentleman who he was an elevator repair salesman, and he would have to go down and sell fixes to elevators, climbing the elevator shafts and stand on rooftops. And he couldn't do it after long COVID, but his insurer said, look, you're perfectly fine to be a salesman because don't salesmen just sit at their desk and fill out paperwork? So you know, that's the kind of thing that we haven't figured out yet. So, you know, he had to switch jobs. He left jobs. He couldn't get a disability claim, and now he's in a totally different career. So it's going to be harder for businesses to fill these slots if we don't recognize long COVID as a problem.
It is fascinating, Ann. The medical world quickly got us a vaccine against COVID, quickly found treatment for COVID. Are they working on treatment for long COVID?
They are. And there's about a $1.5 billion study that NIH is doing on this. Lots of little studies within those studies, you know, they're going to be studying this for years. But the thing that they really want to find is what treatment works. And there's enough long COVID clinics around the country that they're trying to collaborate and figure out, okay, what works, what doesn't work. What we have heard from doctors is sitting, you know, taking your time, not trying to jump back into work too quickly, measuring your energy levels, really seeing, you know, how do you respond to something? If you go out too hard one day and then you crash the next day, maybe you try to, you know, measure it a little bit more, be a little bit more measured the next day. That's the, they're trying to figure out the science around it. I think we're still years away from figuring that out, though, unfortunately.
More than likely. We'll check out the ABC News Start Here podcast on Monday. I know you're going to have more on this there. Anne, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.